This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
We're going to call a tow truck. This is the tow truck driver. I believe his name is Candyman. Tow truck driver. Don't say that three times, all right? Don't say that three times. Tow truck driver. Let's go, Cat Dog.
Candyman. He just blew out the whole electrical system in the whole... Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to find Candy. Who is this?
This is Candyman.
Okay, are you the guy with the tow truck? You the tow truck driver?
Yeah, that's me. Trucking.
Okay, hey man, you jump started my girl's car 3 days ago and blew the whole electrical system out, man.
I did. Hold on. Let me get back to my truck. You said I did what now?
You do jump people's vehicles when they got a stalled vehicle, don't you?
Right, that's what I do. I jump vehicles, yes.
Okay, so you actually did my girl's car about 3 days ago, man. You jump started her car, but now when you over jumped it is what you did, okay? You done blew out the whole electrical system in the whole car, the dashboard. Everything is just completely out, and they talking about this going to be about $1,500 to get this fixed.
I'm sorry, now who is this now?
My name Kenneth, man. But you, my girl Sheila, man, you jump started. You over jumped her car.
Well, just wait a minute, Kenneth. There's no such thing as over jumping a car. You can't over jump a car, man.
Man, let me tell you a question.
Now, whoever told you that's just dumb.
Hey, let me tell you something, man. You over jumped my girl's car, okay? And you blew out
the
entire...
You can't over jump a car.
What do you mean? That's what you did, man. You done blew out the entire electrical system. The entire dashboard is completely dead. The people at the dealership saying it's going to take $1,500 to get this thing back up and running.
Well, you may want to take it somewhere else because they're trying to rip you off. There's no such... There ain't no such thing as over jumping a car and blowing... And if she drove off that day, then... She should be fine. I've jumped plenty of cars. I jump cars all day long. People always need to jump. I've never over-jumped a car, blown out an electrical system.
Look, you over-jumped this car, okay? And that's the reason why it's completely shut down. All the fuses are blown out. Everything is completely dead. You over-jumped the car. And now, this is $1,500, and the reason why I'm calling you is you should be the person paying for this.
Oh, no. Now, that... Sure ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna pay for something I didn't do.
You did it. You the one over jumped it, man. You over jumped the car.
I don't over jump cars. Now wait just one minute, man. Now I'm not gonna argue with you. I jump cars all the time, and you mean to tell me I over jumped your? You're a
no. You know what? You're gonna get your whooped if I don't get this $1,500.
I'm sorry, you said what, man?
You're going to get your ass whooped if I don't get this $1,500 to take care of this whole car and the whole electrical system.
Well, I tell you what, I'm over here on Martin Luther King right now. Now, if you talking about whooping somebody, you bring your on over here. Now, I don't overjump no cars, and I don't owe you no money either.
You owe me $1,500, you country son of a... You owe me $1,500.
I don't owe you, son. Let me tell you something. You'll be here for a long... I will take this tow truck and ram it straight up your ass, and I'm not playing with you. Now, I don't talk to people like this, and I sure as hell don't appreciate it when someone talks to me like that. I'm whooping my ass. You got it,
man? You know what? You're going to mess around and get your little tow truck towed off some That's what's going on.
You what.
And you're going to get
you
your ass whooped in the mix of all of this, man. Let me tell you something. I need this $1,500 today or tomorrow so I can get my girl coffee.
Well, I don't owe you. Where the did I jump this car off at? Because that's exactly where I'll meet you at.
You jumped my girl car off at her job. She was downtown at her job.
What street? Because I'm down there a lot.
I don't know what street it is, but she worked downtown.
See, so that's your problem. You're such a dumb. She don't even know what street it's on. And you know I owe you $1,500. You are crazy as
you
hell.
You don't give me this $1,500. I'm going to get this $1,500 out your Now, you're going to make a decision on which one you want to do. Either you're going to bring me the $1,500 today or tomorrow, or I'm going to have your whooped. You got your 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Son, you ain't got to wait on tomorrow. I made my decision right now. Ain't going to happen. Ain't ever going to happen. I don't owe you. And if you can get it out of my son, you can have it. But I bet you this much, you better pack a lunch. It's going to be a long night for you, buddy.
I don't care how long it's going to be. You're going to get a $1,500 whooping. That's what you're going to get, Candy or Candy Man. You're going to pay this $1,500.
You call me what you want to call me, son, but I tell you this, after I whoop your you'll call me something else.
You country.
Listen, son, I've got to go. I got work to do. I've got somebody outside waiting on me right now to hook up their car. I ain't got time to be arguing with you, son. Alright? Now, if you really want to find me, you really want to find Candyman, everybody out there knows how to find me. You understand me? So if you really want that $1,500, son, you come and get it. But I ain't got time to be sitting here arguing with you all day. I got work to do. I got to get back out of this truck.
I got one more thing I need to tell you, and I want you to put this in your mind good and strong. Are you listening?
I'm listening to you, son, as long as you ain't finna say about me giving you $1,500.
I tell you what, I want to tell you this. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by another record driver named
You know what, that son of a that son of a You know what? You're listening to this because I sure owe you a $1,500 son.
And there you have it on this great Getting Up Thursday. Straight up stupid. Y'all cool with that?
Candyman, the tow truck,
yes,
truck driver.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Got something I got going on this weekend. So y'all all know my partner Keon Henderson, Pastor Keon. Let me say it officially.
Yeah, you better put some respect. Yeah.
Put some speck on that. So this weekend in Houston, Texas, is the 2024 Cry Out Experience, and I am hosting the Cry Out Experience After Hours show with Fred Hammond and Ty Tribbett. That is Saturday night, June 22nd. That's at the George R. Brown Convention Center in H-Town, and I will yours truly be hosting that thing. So, y'all pray for me as we cry out, okay? Pray for me as we cry out. It's going on all weekend long. It starts, I think, Thursday or Friday and goes all the way to Sunday. So it's big to do. You know, he's a pastor at the Lighthouse. Lighthouse. Let the light.
Come on now.
From the lighthouse.
We're going to pray for the people.
Pray for the people.
Not you.
So that is this weekend, and laying in the cut as far as comedy clubs, the Nephew will be, and of course, I'm getting ready to go shoot Ready to Love in Philadelphia, and while I am there, I will be at the Helium Comedy Club, July 26th, 27th, 28th, tickets on sale right now, the Nephew, I ain't gonna say coming to town, Nephew gonna be in town, I will be in Philly, so we gonna show a little brotherly love, and y'all come on out and see your boy, and we gonna have a good time, alright, that's Nephew Tommy and friends at the Helium Comedy Club, July 26th through the 28th. And I got a bunch more laying in the cut. Y'all want to see what's going on with me? Go to ThomasMiles.com. ThomasMiles.com. Very rarely do I say my name. ThomasMiles.com. All right.
Nice.
Well, I think a lot of us don't say our names, Tommy. We just have them.
Well, you know, Norman's nephew, Tommy. You know,
I ain't saying my name just in a long time. I just know I have it. That's why I answer when people, you know, say, ain't said my name. You ain't the only one. A lot of us don't say our names.
Well, it's Junior. You know, we say Junior. We don't really say Kier, to be honest with you. We don't.
But I don't even say either one.
Why
not? Because
you don't talk to yourself. That's your problem.
See, that's that right there.
Talk to yourself. Get to know you. You don't know who you are, and that's the problem with you.
But even when you do, you don't say your name. You just
I do. I said, Thomas, what are we doing this morning? You know?
See.
And then Thomas will talk to Tommy. I got people in my head. Y'all ain't got people.
All right, Thomas and Tommy and everybody else in there.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.